one of the kind of obvious priorities, I suppose, at the moment is the village I live in. Mount Shannon is being developed. Holy Island in Inishkaltra is being made more available to the public, which of course is a great thing. And I think the Greens can really offer a perspective on sustainable tourism, because you always want your tourism to be of value to the tourist, but also to the people for whom the community, it's their home, and you want to make sure that that's done in a balanced way.
We saw the Killaloe electoral area strategic plan was unveiled in 2022, back when Alan O'Callaghan was Cathaoirleach of the electoral area there. And two of its priorities, was the enhancement of blueways and greenways as tourist attractions. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's certainly one aspect of it. I mean, those have been shown all over the country as being a fantastic development for local people. You think of greenways and blueways as being things that offer opportunities to tourists, which of course they do, and that's great. But I think anywhere that has a greenway will say that it's just really opened up safe walking and cycling spaces for local people, you know, for older people, for kids on their bikes, you know, for people who don't drive, or recreationally, but also, you know, socially and getting from A to B. So definitely that's a good thing.
Finally there, Audrey, I suppose, what do you think is maybe the biggest opportunity in Mount Shannon, not just Mount Shannon, but in the Killaloe LEA? What do you think the council maybe should be focusing more on now that could benefit the constituents?
Well, I think the obvious thing with the Killaloe LEA, of course, in one way it's tourism, because it's such a beautiful part of the world. It's great, but it's people's homes and it's people's farms, and it's where people make a living. It's where people maybe commute to make a living. And so it is to make sure that both things happen really well, your tourism developments and the life for the people that live there. I think awareness of the future, preparedness for climate events, that's also something, you know, sometimes I would imagine it can be that you're dealing with the immediate all the time, and that looking to the future and preparedness is also an important aspect of the council's work.
So essentially, I think it is what you're getting at there, maybe with the tourism and the residential in North Clare. All the time we see the concerns from locals about noise pollution and traffic congestion near the Cliffs of Moher and near the Burn. Are you maybe afraid that as tourism initiatives progress, like investment in Holy Island and in Inishkaltra, Mount Shannon, East Clare, that there's equal recognition for the residents?
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid as such. I think there's a lot of great people working very hard, you know, for the benefit of Clare and the communities in Clare, all over Clare. But we do need to learn lessons from other places. And, you know, sustainable tourism, slow tourism brings in the most money. It's not just ideological, you know, it's also practical. The slower people move through your place, the more money they're going to spend when they're there, you know. So, that is definitely something that I would be wanting to work more on and develop more on.